Chattering Chimps on This Moment of Science. We talk to our house pets all the time, but wouldn't it be great if your cat could answer you in English? Well, maybe it wouldn't be so great. We tend to assume that because they don't speak human language, other animals are dumb or emotionless or might make a good cheeseburger. If we could ask them what they think, we might have to reconsider how we think. In the 1960s, psychologists Beatrice and Robert Gardner decided to do just this. They wanted to see if chimpanzees had the mental capacity for language. Now, chimps can't make verbal sounds that humans can, so the Gardners tried teaching chimpanzees sign language. The results surprised almost everyone who hears about these studies. Not only was sign language possible for chimps, some acquired vocabularies of several hundred words. They understood basic grammatical constructions, such as the difference between me eat apple and apple eat me. They invented their own words, such as water bird for a swan. One especially adept chimp named Lucy was seen leafing through a magazine and signing cat when she saw a tiger, drink when she saw a wine ad, and cry hurt food when she tasted a radish. Another chimp in a similar experiment came up with a sentence, give orange me, give eat orange, give me you, when he wanted an orange. Sound familiar? If you've ever had a 2-year-old in the house, you may recognize that kind of patter. In fact, chimps were found to have roughly the linguistic abilities of 2-year-old humans. It's not Einstein, but it's a far cry from being dumb animals. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.